Watching some of the villagers removing landmines planted by the Ian Douglas Smith regime is petrifying, as the booby traps can be triggered by any slight movement of a human being, a cow, a goat, or any related animals. Now, Pirora and Takawira Zenda know the dangers of demining and have mastered it. They move delicately to a demining zone, start identifying landmines using modernized equipment, and remove the mines. They look very relaxed when they work on the landmines, thanks to the knowledge they derived from Halo Trust, one of the world's largest humanitarian mine clearance organizations. The non-governmental organization claims in its website that it saves lives and restores communities threatened by landmines and other weapons of war, such as cluster bombs, stockpiles of small arms, and improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Halo is doing exactly that in Mukumbura, where Piroro and Zenda have been highly trained in removing landmines. Piroro says, despite the danger associated with the demining, he is now making a living of clearing landmines.
Some of the deminers who get a chance to be employed here are now constructing their houses and living well.
Zenda adds that demining is creating some jobs for local people.
In this area, we've been facing problems in terms of production of crops and other self-help projects that we can do. So the demining exercise that has been done will go a long way in helping us to have projects so that we look after our families. Poverty is the major problem here.
For professional reasons, the two declined to refill their monthly earnings. Halo Trust Program Manager Tom Deep says, apart from empowering communities, local people also have good knowledge of the minefields. He says, clearing their own land also motivates Mukumbura villagers to do a thorough job in minefields.
We recruit locally, we train up the guys, and we put them to work on their own fields. We get the best information about the minefields too, because it's the communities who live there and know what's going on there. They're motivated, it's their families that are going to use the land. It makes sense. They're not going to leave something behind if they think their own families are going to use it.
While some people still view demining activities as a preserve for men, in Mukumbura communal lands, even women have joined in clearing minefields. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mukumbura, I'm Patricia Mudaligwa.